What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Final furlong here, Grant and Danny on 106.7. The Fan. Soap's in for GP. What I ask of you right now is dial this number, 800-636-1067. Caller number 10, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, You're My Best Friend Tour, Saturday, September 27th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events, 800-636-1067. 1067. This radio program brought to you by our friends at Condori and Morard, exclusive sponsor of our show. They can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, put together a medical power of attorney, schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Got a Nats lead off for you. We'll get that in a moment's time. Mackenzie Gore on the bump, trying to even the series here after an 11-2 drubbing this afternoon at the hands of one of the best teams in baseball, these Detroit Tigers. I just saw this note here real quick, Tobes. I want to pass on before we round out our Brandon Coleman discussion. I tweeted this. I'm at the old Funny Danny on the Twitterverse. The Pirates pitching staff, by the way, they're 37-50. It's a crime how good their pitching staff is and how bad they are baseball-wise. We think we got it here in terms of spending bad. If they spent $11 on offense, they'd be a playoff team, but whatever. The Pittsburgh Pirates pitching staff over the last 77 innings against the Phillies, Mets, and Cardinals. Phillies, Mets, and Cardinals. So this is not bums. Now, I know the Mets are scuffling lately, but bear with me. Phillies, first-place team. Mets, 11 games over. The Cardinals, 7 games over 500. So winning teams over the last 77 innings against the Phillies, Mets, and Cardinals. 5 earned runs, a .58 ERA, and the note I gave that just noteworthy just because we happen to be sitting here, Trevor Williams gave up more runs in the first inning today than the Pirates have in nearly 9 games worth of innings.
Tough. That's tough. By the way, Trevor Williams today having to throw over 50 pitches in the first inning. When's the last time you've seen that, Danny? 50-plus pitches in the first inning of a ballgame.
Let me just look back to Trevor Williams' more recent starts. No, usually the first inning's fine. It's the other ones. Yeah, I mean, that's more of the why am I blanking on his name? Left-hander pitches for the Nationals. It's been a long day already.
Patrick Corbin?
No, he pitches currently for the Nationals. Oh, my God. He's a left-handed pitcher for the Nationals. Mitchell Parker.
Oh.
Jeez Louise. I'm telling you, it's been a long day already, but not in the sun. My brain's not working.
I mean, good part is you only have Nats postgame after this game, too.
I need something. I need an IV injection. I need a coffee. That was a disaster. You know, the guy with the mustache, with the face.
Yeah.
It was like my mom years ago, being like, the man, he's in the movie. He talks.
Whatchamacallit, right?
You know, he's the guy who was in, he wears pants.
Yeah, that dude. Mitchell Parker. That's
woo! Mitchell Parker. Good Lord. All right. Here's what I got for you to round out the discussion about Brandon Coleman. To me, I think the floor for him is pretty good as a guard. I think the athleticism, I think his ability to maybe be out in space a little bit more might help with some of the outside stuff. Again, I think what this front office and this coaching staff and this regime is counting on is dramatically improved offensive line play being the catalyst for the run game to improve.
Well, it has to be, right?
That's the only solution I can come to.
We spent plenty of time talking about Brian Robinson.
And that's why I brought it up.
It's not as if Brian Robinson is somehow going to turn into a 1,000-yard rusher, is he? Like, I don't think that's what they're counting on. I think they believe that they've really improved their offensive line by a couple of moves, bringing in Tunsil and then drafting Connerly. I think they feel like they've set the tackles and that the interior of the O-line is now solid, which I kind of buy. So I kind of understand where they're coming from. You still got to see it, but I do like what Brandon Coleman can give you, because I was fine with him at tackle last year. You know, as time goes on, maybe he wasn't going to improve out there, so ultimately you kick him into guard. And I think, like you said, the floor, I think, is quite high, and I think the ceiling is quite high. I think he could be a really, really good guard.
Let's say Houston wasn't in the market to trade Laremy Tunsil. Let's just say they said, you know what, we'll edge off salary somewhere else. I'd have been okay with him at left tackle this year. I'd go, the arrow is trending up. He's not Jordan Mailata. He's not Lane Johnson. He's not Penei Sewell. He's not Tristan Wirfs or Trent Williams. Not one of the stars. I understand that, but there's growth there. And again, the arrow was trending up. I'd have been okay with it. I'm thrilled with him at guard, right? I think that's the way to think about it, is this is like that Brandon Sheriff. It took a year for this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And Sheriff took two training camp practices where, yeah, you may not have a tackle that you said. You said the guy was a tackle. He lasted two practices, and now he's a guard. But at least you got a great guard. I think that's maybe what you have here. Pretty good, I think, is the floor. I think he could be awesome.
And I think we have to change a little bit of our perspective on how we look at the offensive line, because we view tackle as the most important, and it still is, but we almost view guard as like, he's just an offensive guard. Think about the dudes that those offensive guards have to face. It used to be Aaron Donald. It's now Chris Jones. It's Jalen Carter in your own division. And heck, the way that defenses work nowadays, he might face Micah Parsons multiple times a game because they're going to seek out their matchup, who they want to face. They move dudes around. It feels like the way that the NFL's gone, where they're just saying, let's get our best pass rushers on the field. It's more important than ever to be able to have five good offensive linemen. And that's what they've done. Where Brandon Coleman, maybe it didn't work out great at tackle. It was okay. But at guard, he's plus. And that's not a negative for the team that he has to play guard, especially as a third rounder.
I want you, if you're on the internet, go to the 106.7 The Fan Twitter page, presented by Metropolitan Moving Storage. DCMetropolitanMoving.com. The poll of the day is up. The Commanders revealed their schedule for when fans can attend training camp dates. Do you think three open training camp dates are enough? Early returns, you say what I say. No, not enough. Add a couple more days. Team, it ain't too late. I'm begging you. Just keep the stands up. You're already doing one Tuesday, do one Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You're doing one Saturday, do one Sunday. Come on. Add a couple of more days. Give the people what they want. That's me, Danny Ruye, talking. Now, I'm not going because, again, my kids aren't that excited about it. If they were, I'd probably try to find a way to do it. And it's just a lot for us to go back and forth, just given what's going on in my life. You guys don't care about that. So I probably won't go. I've gone in the past. You already got me, though. My affinity is not going anywhere. I love it so much. I love the team. Those kids, come on, man. Give them a 100%. Chance to come see it. That's where I'm at
100%
on this. It is now time for us to do a little something we like to call the leadoff, brought to you by The Window Man since 1989. The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. Tobias, would you like to read the lineup today, or do you want me to do it?
I can read the lineup.
You won't read the lineup right now.
I'll read the lineup.
I want you to read the lineup.
Once I pull up the lineup, I'll read the lineup.
I was delaying so you can pull it up. I got it right here if you want to do
let's
it, but
do
I figured
it.
Let's give Tobes a chance to do it.
Leading off, playing shortstop. See?
Yeah.
Jake.
Yeah.
Abrams playing left field, batting second is James Wood, batting third at second base. Luis Garcia Jr. batting cleanup at first base. Nathaniel Lowe, DH today, and batting fifth is Josh Bell, batting sixth, making his first start since April 15th, coming back from the injured list. Paul DeJong in right field, batting seventh is Daylen Lyle. Catching tonight in batting eighth is Riley Adams in center field. Your guy, our guy, Jacob Young, and on the hill, left-handed pitcher, the ace of the staff, Mackenzie Gore.
So Gore, rough time out last time. One of those, you know, weird hiccup starts that happens to everybody, even stars, quite frankly, like him. But just a reminder how stupid pitching wins and losses are.
Yes.
A 3.8 ERA. Excuse me, a 3.8 record to go with an ERA just over 3. And it's been in the twos, in the mid-twos, mind you, for most of the season. Again, that hiccup, blow up, meltdown, whatever you want to call it, caused his ERA to jump dramatically. It was two starts ago, actually, in LA, where he got roughed up by the best team in baseball, potentially. But he has been sensational for this team. He deserves way better than he's gotten. Minimal run support, Tobes. Minimal.
Yeah, I've been so impressed, though, with what he's been able to do on the hill, mixing his pitches really well and kind of figured out the mix that he likes. He basically throws two pitches to righties, two pitches to lefties, throws the fastball against everybody, and then mixes whether it's a slider or a curveball, depending on who he's facing. And he's been really, really effective this year. And Danny, for the longest time, we knew he had it in him. It was just about being able to match up that mentality, being able to match up that ace-type mentality where I'm not going to let it bother me. And he's done that this season. He's been really, really consistent. And I expect him to give the boys another chance to win tonight.
Yeah, bad innings happen in baseball. A couple of duck snorts that fall in, a seeing eye ground ball, and it looks like line drives in the scorebook. But it's about what happens next. In years past, though, snowballed. We had the same maturation discussion for Steven Strasburg multiple times over his career. I think that's happened this year for Mackenzie Gore, again, as he has been absolutely excellent and deserves way better than a 3-8 record.
Real quick, I want to point this out. They're giving away Brady House t-shirts.
Oh, yeah?
You will not see Brady House tonight. He's not in the lineup tonight.
That is the beauty of the split doubleheader. God, you got to love it. Nationals baseball on deck. That's on deck starts at 6:15. For Toby, I'm Danny. Get well soon, Grant. For those back in the studio, there's Dameron. You'll hear Vic Ferreira later on in the program. Charlie and Dave are up next. The nightcap of this split doubleheader. Live from Nationals Park, it's Grant and Danny on the Fan saying, go Nats, please get Mackenzie Gore a win.
Please.
Please? Would you just do it? I know Detroit's good, but just do it. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.